Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Semiotic Robotic with an open source news break from opensource.com. Here are a few of the open source stories our community has been discussing lately. We recently published an insightful explanation of DevCoin, the new cryptocurrency specifically designed to support open source development. Writer Dean Walsh calls DevCoin, which is a fork of Bitcoin, an ethical cryptocurrency, because 90% of DevCoin's mine goes straight into the digital wallets of open source software and Creative Commons media producers. Walsh explains that DevCoin can help fund bounty programs that fuel open source and open cultural development. Also on opensource.com, community moderator Joshua Holm tells us about open source projects that allow scholars to work with Anglo-Saxon source materials. From textbooks and dictionaries to digitized manuscripts, he writes, these projects make it possible to learn Old English and work with some of the original source material anywhere in the world, with nothing more than an internet connection and a web browser. Holm then provides an overview of these open source tools, like the free electronic version of Peter S. Baker's book Introduction to Old English, and several digitized Old English dictionaries. Holm also offers a link to the British Library's digitized copy of Beowulf in its original, native Old English, so you can try your hand at reading this classic tale the way it originally appeared. And finally, in government news, opensource.com community manager Jason Hibbets brings us an exclusive interview with Lee Hayman, Director of New Media Technologies at the Executive Office of the President in the United States of America. Hayman discusses his early work as a systems administrator, hired to work on the campaign team for a senator named Barack Obama, and chronicles the path that led to his working for the United States government. Hayman also discusses the complexities involved in opening the White House GitHub page, the White House's recent sponsorship of hackathons, and the infamous Death Star petition that gained so much traction on the government's We the People petition site. Hayman remembers the day the petition officially garnered a response from the White House, saying, quote, the day we published the response, January 12, 2013, was the White House's third busiest day on record, and the response itself remains one of the busier pages on our site, end quote. That's all for today's open source news break from opensource.com. You'll find links to the stories I've discussed in the show notes for this episode. And as always, you'll find even more open source stories at opensource.com. For up-to-the-minute open source news, follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Open Source Way. Until next time, this is Semiotic Robotic, wishing you peace, love, and open source.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.